Okay, today's shiur is Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Aleph. We are on the last daf of the fourth parak as we continue through the Masechta into the fifth parak, which B'ezras Hashem will be the last parak of the Masechta. But we are on Samach Amid Beis, two dots. The last couple of daf, as we know, have been talking about different types of touching of Ovdei Kochavim, of our wine. Remember, we started off this whole section a couple of days ago with the Rambam's distinction, which is based on everybody's chiluk, the three types of wines under discussion. Number one is actual Yayin Nesach, which is Asur Daraisa. That's if a non-Jew worshipped or used the wine to worship. That's Yayin Nesach as Asur Daraisa. Then there is Yayin Stam Yeinam, and that is the second level of wine that we don't know, wine of theirs, that we don't know what has happened. That is the status means Rabbanan. Of Isser Hana, and then the third level of Yayin, our Yayin that was touched, thank you very much, our Yayin that was touched by them, there, that's where all of these various halachas and stories have come through. So we're going to B'ezras Hashem do today's daf, and then towards the end of today, we're going to go through the Rashi summary towards the end of the daf, which is at least Shitas Rashi, even though not every Rishon agrees with it, but that'll help us review some of the cases. Okay, so let's just do today's first. Samach Abayis, two dots towards the bottom. Notal Chavis Vizarka B'chamaso, Labor, if an Ovik Chavim takes a barrel of wine and throws it in his anger, that's our Girsa, throws it in his anger. The Mishnah, according to some, take out that word, see on the top, but he throws it in his anger into the bar, so Zayi Maisa V'chshiru, and they matered it. So Amar Ravashi, why is that? Why is that? That throwing might be okay. That's what we're going to learn from this story. That when an Ovik Chavim throws, it is not called touching. Amar Ravashi, Kol Shebizav Tamei BaOvik Chavim Osi Yayin Nesach. Ravashi seems to say a major principle about the rules. As we'll see, all the Rishonim take away, burst the bubble of Ravashi that he's not really telling us something a Yesod Gadol. He's telling us something small. Even though the Pasha sounds like he's telling us something very major. Ravashi says, anything that, any way that a Zav can make something Tameh, and Ovik HaChavim, if he touches it in that way, he makes it Yayin Nesach. We know a Zav is one of the Avos HaTumah, and he makes things Tameh in ways that some people don't make things Tameh. Besides touching, besides carrying, also if he moves something, Tumas Hesed, or even if he sits on something, Tumas Mishkav, even if he doesn't touch it. Let's say a Zav is on the top of 10 mattresses, all the mattresses are Tamei. Right? That's the Tumas Zav, Tumas Mishkav, Mishkav Azav, Merkav Azav. So Ravashi says, any way that if a Zav makes a Tamei, if an Ovik Kachavim touches it that way, he makes it Yayin Nesach. Kol Shev Zav Tar, any time that a Zav would do something, and it would be Tar if a Zav would do that, but Ovik Kachavim may not notice Yayin Nesach. So just reading Ravashi on the surface, you might say, oh, this is the Ke'ein Zaraisa. Chazal what goes there on Yayin, our wine, calls it Yayin Nesach, but our wine that they touched, they were goes on it, which Daraisa did they pattern it after? It's an Isser of touching, so do they pattern it after Zav, but it's not so Pashin. So right away, if you look in Rashi, because we know that not all the same halachas apply. For example, a Zav, as I said, if he moves something, if a Zav takes a pen and pushes this cup over here, pushes it like that. He didn't touch it, but that's Tameh. That's Tameh Mishim Zav, because Zav is Metameh Beheset, if he moves it. But Rashi says on the second wide line, Lo Ayri Ravashi Beheset Klal. Ravashi's not giving a general principle. He's not talking about Heset. Ela Bamaga. He's only talking about touching. Velo Asal Hashbinan. And the only Chiddush he's telling you is that throwing is not good. Just like if Zav throws something, throws this pen over onto the other item is not Tameh, so too Yayin Nesach. So even though it sounds like this major Yesod Gadol, but, says Rashi, it's only coming to teach me that Zrika is not included. Right, fourth to last line also, V'leka l'meimer d'Ravashi aheseto shel Zav namikoi. It's impossible to say that just moving by a it's compared on that level. Why? Because of the Gemara that we had earlier. Dam Ravashi la'el. Ravashi said it on yesterday's daf. Zika bein malea bein chasei rishari. Remember the jugs, the different barrels of wine that the guy was carrying and the Jew was watching from behind. So even though the guy is moving it, causing it to move, it is not a problem. So that is why don't think that Ravashi is saying a major principle. The Ritva also, as well, says that Where is the Ritva? The Ritva says, Pirish, ein ze klau mamish. Don't think this is such a great principle. To ha'ika tami b'zav, ukegon ha'seto, b'enosi ha'inesa. V'onaskavin rabashi ela lomar, shem shavim b'zrika, shekashem shezrika ena chashuva kinegia b'zav, kach ena negia b'yayinesa klau. And then he quotes, the Rif does not quote this at all. Right, this Ravashi is excluding throwing. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. If a guy throws the barrel into the big pit, it doesn't aser. So the Rif doesn't bring this. V'lo yadanu ma'hayalo, d'haleka mandapalikalei. We quote a statement of Ravashi, we ask Akasha, we defend Ravashi. It sounds like it's Lakuliyama, it doesn't like anybody even argues. So why wouldn't the Rif quote this Shita? Quote Ravashi. Right, the Rif always quotes everything halachic. So he quotes the Ramban, the Rif quotes his grand Rebbe, the Rabbeinu Ramban Kasab el Chamosa, he quotes, Nireshi hu sover de Ravashi de Amar Hachin lesle gzera bikocho b'yayinesech. The way that the Ramban says that the Rif understands Rav Ashi is that it must be that Rav Ashi does not hold to the principle of kocho, any type of indirect touching. Kocho, kidamar Rav Ashi la'el b'matzar tazayra. Remember we had the case of you move the screw and the screw pushes the board down. Indirect kocho, kocho we discussed. So dafila b'koso, Rav Ashi said the el even kocho shari uladidei according to him. Any kocho be mutter, and we don't paskin that way. We paskin certain kocho is mutter. Certain kocho is mutter, certain kocho is aser. V'anachri osu yayin nesach bezrika kamosha osu b'mark. That's why the Rif, says the Ramban, did not quote it, because we do hold of certain cases of kocho that would be aser. And that's why he doesn't quote Ravashi. The Ritva doesn't like it. V'ein zeh mischaver. I don't think so, because the Ritva, the Ravashi, should have argued on many cases. Or what about the case where the Jew is pouring, the guy is pouring something into the guy's item? And Meziga, there are many other cases that should have been quoted. Therefore, the Ranira Lee said the Ritva, the reason the Ritva doesn't quote it is because it sounds like a major principle. And it's not. It's a specific detail. And therefore, just quote the case of the detail and don't quote it as if it's telling a principle. That's what I think. V'chein darko sh'ravenu z'al, this is the derech of the Rif, l'katzer b'dvarim k'yesu b'elu k'disho lo yavo l'hakel. You don't want to quote this because then people might have been mekel. And misunderstood the principle. Okay, that's just what Rav Ashi means and why the Rif did not quote it. Vayter says the Gemara Eisvei. Rav Huna Rav Ashi is Rav Huna asked Rav Ashi. Rav Huna asked Rav Ashi, not al asachavis vizarka b'chamaso. He took the barrel and threw it. Labor zehayim aysev beit sha'an vehechshiro. He took it. There was a story of beit sha'an and he was machshir. Is this the Mishnah? Is this a quote from the Mishnah, or is this a new Braisa? Sounds like the Mishnah. Our Mishnah version does not have Beit Sha'an, but you see on the side it's added in. Sarachlam of Beit Sha'an. Maybe because they wanted to assume that this Braisa, this is not a Braisa, it's quoted from the Mishnah. Okay, either way. So you see the story that he threw it in his anger, and it was mutter. Bechamaso in, shlo bechamaso lo. So the Gemara is medayik, only if it was in his anger, and therefore it wasn't even mechuvan. He didn't want it to happen, but shalom b'chamaso, if it wasn't in his anger, if it was a real throw on purpose, lo, then it wouldn't have been mutter. So you see, it's usser, even if it was thrown, unlike a zov. So it breaks Rav Ashi's even tenuous connection on the zrika level. Answers the Gemara, hasam de ka'azil minei uminei. No, the case of the Mishnah is not a case where it was really thrown, it was dragged. It was dragged and rolled all the way until it rolled in. So that case, only b'chamaso is mutter, but if it was not b'chamaso, it would be aser. But if it was a real zrika case from afar, that would be mutter, and that is what we'll see. We paskin that zrika is not a problem. That was not included in the gzera of negias goy to my wine. Good. Next Mishnah. So we had the first part of this Mishnah already on yesterday's daf. Remember the case that a Jew was working for a guy. And a Jew says, a guy has vineyards. And the Jew says, I'm going to do everything in the process, start to finish. I'm going to sell this because, you know, Jews like wine. Maybe Pesach is coming. Purim is coming. So therefore, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to make the wine. I'm going to take your guitar. I'm going to sell it. And I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you afterwards some of the profits. I'm going to pay you for everything. So that's the case. I'm a taher yenosh lovdik al kadim. Somebody is purifying the wine of a guy. v'nosno birshuso hapasuach lirushas arabim. But after he processed the wine, he didn't have storage, so he wanted to leave it in his employer's space. So he left it in the player's space, you worry that he might touch it. So he left it in a place which was open to the street. Hapasuach lirushus harabim. That was the case. So what is the halacha? Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer? Sorry, thank you. He left it in the middle of the street. So Be'ir Sheyeshba Ovdei Kochavim Yisraelim, in a city where there are Jews and non-Jews alike that live there. Mutter. So then it is Mutter. Why? Because a guy is worried. A guy is worried that maybe he's going to be caught and somebody's going to look in. Rashi says, second skinny line, Demirtaslei Ovdei Kochavim. V'lo Naga. He's not going to touch it. Maybe a Jew's going to see me that's walking in the street. And Rashi adds here, the afilu ein mafteach v'chosam, even without a lock. Well, see, not every case is like that. Even without a lock, because it's open to the street, the owner is scared, and therefore, it is mutter. We'll continue the Rashi in a minute, but let's go back to the Mishnah first. Thank you. So, in a city where the Jews and non-Jews live mutter, be'ir shakulo v'chosam v'chosam, but if the whole city is non-Jewish, then what's he scared of? He's not scared of anything. He's not worried that a Jew's going to walk in. So therefore, it is usher. We assume that he was very comfortable and he might have touched the wine. Ad sheyeshev umishamer. The only way it will be mutter in this case is, or sheyoshiv shomer, the Bach says. Until he puts a guard there. Until he has a shomer to guard that the non-Jew won't be touching it. V'eina shomer tzorach lios yoshev umishamer. And he doesn't have to be there 24/7. Afal pi shehu yotze v'nechnas mutter. Yotze v'nechnas. Right, if he goes in and goes out. Right, 24/7. You remember nasa v'nishman. It's perachav dalai pasuk zayin. Shpos. V'eina shomer yotzorach lios yoshev umishamer. He doesn't have to sit there. This is the concept of yotze v'nechnas, which we have by certain kashrus halachos, certain hashgacha, certain types of guarding need to be there always, and certain yotzei v'nechnas, as long as we create the situation of mirsas, of being scared, so it would be mutter. Fine. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rishus Ovdei Kochavim Achas Hein. All Rishuyos of Ovdei Kochavim are one. What does that mean? Is he being machmer? Is he being mako? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. Second half of the Mishnah. Or I should say, is it the second half of the Mishnah? Let's read it first, and then we'll talk about that. Hamitar Yerush Ovdei Kochavim V'Nosar Rishuso. Right, starts off the same way. V'hala kosev lo hiskapalti mimchamos. And the guy, as we had yesterday, the guy writes to the Jew, after the Jew puts the wine back into the guy's rishus, you know what, I'm going to get ready to give you a receipt that I got everything for you, that you paid me already. I'm already writing that. So therefore, the wine is going to be off limits to me. The guy is, in effect, telling the Jew. So mutter. So in that case, it's mutter because we have no chash that the guy touched it. Because if he's found, the Jew will say, what are you doing? It's my wine. But if it's a case where he did not write his kabalti, but a Jew puts it there, but if he's ever going to want to take his wine, he's going to have to pay for it. So that case is asr. Because there the guy has no mirsas, he's not scared, because if a Jew ever walks in, he'll say, I was just taking my wine as payment for the work that you were able to do. So therefore, it is us.
I assume the Gemara's going to talk about what kind of city is in the
city. What kind of city? Us. Let's talk about that right now. So, Shitas Rashi. Major Machlokas here. Rashi tells us here that the Mishnah is all one big case. That is the Shita of Rashi. Rashi says in the Dibur Maschil Mutter, which is going on the Resha, he adds in the clause and the condition of the Seifa. You see on the fifth skinny line, V'hu she'ein lo klum aloso yayin kagon shekasa lo eskabalti mimcha. Kida amrina lakaman v'idach baba. So basically, according to Rashi, the Seifa is a pirish of the Resha. Right? It's the same exact case, but when it says in the first case that you're allowed to put it there, and it's Mutter, it's only if there was his kabalti.
So if the city's all goyim, even if you wrote him a receipt, doesn't matter, you can walk right in.
So if the city's all goyim, it's still a problem. Still is all goyim, because he's not scared. And that's what Tosfos discusses here, in this long Tosfos, that there are different versions of Rashi, but this is Rashi. If you look in the Ran on Chav Tes Amon Aleph, in the Daf Arif, the Ran tells us, he quotes Rashi, he explains Rashi, and then he argues with Rashi. So he says, Lofizeh, Seifa Pirusha Dereshahu, Detarti Ba'inan, Bimetar Yenish Lov Degochavim. You need two things according to Rashi. Chada Sheepasuach Lerishazarab and Beir Sheishba Yisol of Degochavim. Number one, you need the conditions of the Resha. It's got to be open to the street, and it's got to be a mixed city. Va'od Sheikosivos Kabalti. Even though it doesn't sound that way, it sounds like there are two cases. Why would Rabbi Yudarasi put it like this? So, Nira Lee, he explains why Rashi must have done this. If it's not a Pirush of Aresha, Nimseinu Matirin, so then in the Sefer, what is it coming out? Matirin b'metar yenis lo dekochavim b'rshuso b'kosei lo eskabalti b'lechud kol shavais miyucha liyisrael v'afil b'lo mafteyech v'chosam d'halo mitka luhu m'vasis klal. Maybe Rashi finds it difficult to assume that if it's in the Goy's Rishus and it's not open to the street and nobody could see it and it's a city with no other conditions, just because you have it, that's enough to create mirtas? Rashi can't accept that. And therefore Rashi assumes that it's all one big case. The Ran, though, says, as he says, Zed nearly b'tai Moshal Rashi. Fine. Then he quotes another Gemara that sounds like from Rashi also, but he turned the page, Chavtas Mabez, Aval Ein Pirusho Mechuvar. I don't like it, though. De'im Kein Lirvinu V'lisninu. Doesn't sound that way. Just put it as one big case, then. It's a very strong question on Rashi. If it's two cases, why did he write it like this? Hamatar Yenosh, Lov Degachavim, Vedasar Bershusa, Vakadis Kabalti, Vabaisha, Pesuchar Shazarabim, Mutter. Say it as all as one case. Va'od, and also, second ski line there, to Bitosefta Mashba, to Vabaisha, Pesuchar Shazarabim, Bilchut Shari, and the Tosefta sounds like just open to the street is good enough. We'll have a parallel a little later, Bezrat Hashem, from Hilchas Yichud, but it sounds like that would be good enough to create Mirtas. So therefore, says the Ran, I like the Riven's pshat. The Riven gives a different pshat. The cases are two different cases. Reisha is a case where the house is pasuach, which is a rabim, where it's a mixed community, and even if he didn't write his kabalti. Why? Because since it's open to the street, so he's scared. Because he's worried that somebody's going to walk past in the street and see him. That's case number one. But the Seifa, Avobaba the Seifa, Tani Shir Yusa Achrisi, it's a different hatter. The Hechashakazal is Kabalti, Sagi Bahachi, Avobish Eina Pesach Prosolosh is a Rabim, Viafilo Eina Mafteach Vachosam Biyado. He quotes two separate cases. So it's a major machlokas, Rashi, Rivid, how to understand our Mishnah. Is it one big case like Rashi says, or is it two cases like the Rivid assumes? Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. Be'ir shekula ov de'gochavim nami, even in a city that is all non-Jewish, and therefore we'd say there's no mirsas, v'ha'ika rochlin ha'machazim ba'yaros. What do you mean? Aren't there peddlers? There are Jewish peddlers that go through the street. Right? Isn't that a common occurrence, and therefore there will be Jews going across anyway? Right? So we should be worried. We should assume that there is a state of mirtas because he's worried about seeing Jews. So Amar Shmuel beir sheishla de lasayim of uriach. No, it's a case where there's a lock. There's locks on the doors of the city. So lasayim of uriach, and therefore Rashi says people only get in there with rishus, and everybody knows when somebody gets in. V'kuleyama yadi ki aili bo masil mekem alei shaita. Everybody knows when people come into the city. That's true. Everybody always knows when somebody comes in. Well, when the Bnei Yaakov came into Mitzrayim, the entire city knew, or maybe Paro got the list. Yosef got the list. Everybody knows. It's a chiddush to say that every single person in the city would know. The Ritva here quotes the Ravid. Again, the Ravid on our Gemara. The Ein Zeh Nachon, to say everybody knows. Ta'amistama filu baha kol shabal l'kareis ein mudin lakol el anashim yiduim. Maybe only the certain people know. The Rivets al Pirish ir chashuva sherochleha mimena ve'enat sricha l'rochlim da'alma. What does it mean that it's a city of Delasayim of Uriach? That doesn't mean that therefore the doors are locked and if anybody comes in, everybody would know about it. No, it's a different pshat. The doors are locked, which means it's a very chashuv city. It has doors. They're their own entity. They're independent. They don't need anybody else on the outside. And therefore, their rochlim are non-Jewish. Their rochlim are from Ineu Bay. That's what it means. That's the pshat. Nobody else comes in. So again, a machlokas, what's the significance of the Lasayim of Uriach? Is it that nobody else comes in without permission and everybody would know about it? Or it's just a reflection of a chashuv city? Amar of Yosef, the chalon kirishas harabim dami. If there's a window, then it's like open to the street. It doesn't have to be a door, but it could be a window. A window open to what? So Rashi has two pshatim. Even if the window, afilu bayis pasuach lechatzer, v'chalona pasuach lechatzer rishas harabim, k'nega pezach habayis, k'man de pasuach rishas harabim dami. You have a window that's open to the chatzer, that's open to the street. Or the other pshat, the chalon of Yisrael is pasuach k'nega the bayis of the guy. What if the chalon is open to something? Maybe Rashi is bothered by the Gemara in Babasra Daf Samach that the Jews' windows aren't connected. The other Jews' windows, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, so it can't be directly across. Maybe it's an indirect way. But even with Lomaisa, it is open. So therefore, one would be scared in that case. It would also be Nirsach. The Rashba says not all the wine has to be connected to the window. Maybe at least some of the wine, because it may not be impossible to have all the wine connected, but at least somewhere in the wine storage place, he would be scared. The ashpa, kirshas harabim dami. Also an ashpa, a place where people dump their garbage, is kirshas harabim, because people sometimes go there. The dikla, kirshas harabim dami. A tree. A tree is also kirshas harabim, because maybe people will climb up the tree and see. Pasig reshe. What if the tree, what kind of tree are we talking about? A palm tree. Palm tree is there where you go to get the dates. What if the palm tree was, the head, the top of it was chopped off? There are no dates up there. So is that good enough? You're not going up there to get the dates. So would you go up there for other reasons? So psik resha. We're not talking about psik resha today. But psik resha, if the top of it is cut off, pligi bar of acha v'ravina. That is a machlokas. Chad asr v'chad shari. Man d'asr. What is it? Is asr? Why is it asr? Why is it asr if there are no fruits up there anyway? Lamali desalakasam. So the one says asr, he says because nobody's going to go up there. And therefore, there's no mirsas. So therefore, it is asur. We assume the guy might have touched it. Uman deshari zimna de avdale behema. Sometimes he'll have lost his animal. For likely, Yuni Basro, go up there to get a good view, to be able to look around in the forest, in the field, where the animal is. So therefore, it is still, and the guy thinks of this, and therefore he still mirs us. Very practical, very lamaisa. Is there, not a question of lumdis here, does the guy think that a Jew is going to be there? That's the issue. Good. Tadar Abana, next. Echad halokeach, the echad asocher, whether bayis b'chater yoshalot dekochavim, whether a Jew buys or rents out a house from in the chater of a guy, umil uhu yayin, then he filled it with wine. V'Yisrael darba osa chatzer, and there's a Jew that lives in the same yard. So then mutter. In all those cases, in that case, is mutter because there's enough neighbors that are Jewish. V'aval pi she'ein matech chosam biyado. Even if he doesn't have the matech and the chosam, if he lives in the same chatzer, the chatzer acheres mutter. If it's in a different chatzer, it is mutter because. If a Jew lives b'chatzar acheres, mutter only if v'husha mafteach chozem miyado. If a Jew could get in there, so again, if he lives in the same chatzar, so then it is mutter even without the mafteach and the chosam. But if he lives in a different chatzar, you need the mafteach and the chosam. The Ritva adds again: this is only if there's the guy has some shaychus and we think that he's going to come in here. Right, if a Jew bought it from him, and now the guy has no shaychus anymore, totally, he's been out of the picture for years, then we know there's no worry that the guy's going to walk in here. But if it was just sold, maybe the guy, you know, he'll come in, oh, I forgot this, I forgot to take this, so then it would be needed. Hamitar yenosh lo
dekochavim. Chosam is on the barrel, right?
Mafteach is the key to get in, and a chosam should be on the barrel.
Why do you need both?
So maybe it's like we say sometimes you need a double. You need a double marking. Chosam we had earlier in the Masechta, a double chosam, but maybe this would count as a double. You have it's a chosam, it's on the chosam, and then it's locked up somewhere. So you need the mafteach. Hamitar yenosh lo dekochavim birshuso. Same thing that we had in the Mishnah. A Jew has the wine of a guy in his rishus. V'yisrael darbo chatzer mutter v'rishu mafteach v'chosam biyado. And he needs the mafteach and the chosam. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan latana t'ni aval v'she'en mafteach v'chosam biyado mutter. No. If Yisrael lives in the chatzer, so it should be mutter even without it. So Rabbi Yochanan just changes that line of the b'raisa. Continuing the b'raisa. V'chatzer acheres aser aval v'she'en mafteach v'chosam biyado. Divrei Rabbi Meir. If it is again, this is a different case. Because what's the case here? It's the guy's wine. It's the guy's wine that the Jew is working with. So Rameyer says that's worse. even if he has a mafteach v'chosam, but a guy's not going to be scared at all. It's his wine that the Jew was working for him, and the Jew's going to pay him back later. So there's less mirsas, and therefore even chatzar acheres is going to be usher with mafteach v'chosam. V'chachavim osrin ad sheyehe shomer yoshev u'mishamer, and the chachavim asr. Until, we'll see what case the Chachamim are going on, until there's some Shomer sitting there, or there is an appointed person that comes at specific times. Rashi points out the Gemara's question in a few lines. What do you mean, coming at specific times, that makes it worse? Or it should be coming at non-specific times. Specific times, right, the best Mashgichim come at different times. Don't always come at the same time. So the Gemara says, Chachamim Ahai, who are the Chachamim going on? The Chachamim who Aser, who are more Machmer. What are they referring to? Ilema Asefa, are they referring to the case of the Sefa that we were just talking about a Yisrael that's Metaher, the wine of an Ovi Kochavim, Tanakama Nami Meser Kasa, the Rameir also answered. And they are also asked even with the Mafteach Nechosav. So the Chachamim agree with him. So what's the Machlokas? So the El HaReisha the Seifa. It must be referring to the Reisha of the Seifa, meaning a case where it's Metaher Yenu Shlov De Kochavim, meaning it's a guy's wine, but they live in the same Chatzir. So the Gemara says, one second, V'chamele Rabbi Yochanan Latana, Tani, Rabbi Yochanan changed the Gersa and said, Av HaVishay Mafteach Nechosav Biyado, that it was Mutter in that case. Rabbi Yochanan said that. He wasn't changing the Chachamim Shita, the specific Shita. It's the Chachamim. It's the anonymous part of the Mishnah, of the Brisa. So the El HaSeva Dereisha, it must even be going on the earlier case. To Ka'amar Tanakama. The first, I mean, there are two cases in the Brisa. Shtayim Shehin Arba. The first two lines of the Brisa are about a Jew's wine that he's storing in a guy's yard. And does he live in the yard? Does he not live in the yard? And the second half of the Brisa is a guy's wine that a Jew is working with. And he's taking care of it. And same chatzer, different chatzer. So we're going backwards. We said the Chacham cannot be arguing on the last case. The Chacham cannot be arguing on the second to last case. So now the Chacham must be arguing on the third to last case, which was the second case of the Brisa, the Sefer Dereisha. To cover Tanakama, in that case, the Tanakama said, B'chatzer acheres mutter. The Tanakama said, if in a different yard it's mutter, v'hu, shemafteach v'chosa biyado, as long as there is the mafteach in his hand, and the chosam, the seal, on the wine, the chachamim omrim, and that they argue, that's not good enough. La'olam aser, achiye shomer, v'yosh shomer, yoshev u'mashamer, until the shomer is sitting, o achiyavo mamuna habalakitzin, until the mamuna comes at specific times. The Gemara adds on, mamuna balakitzin riusahu, that makes it worse, if he comes at specific times. Should come in non-specific times. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela achiyava mamune she'eno balakitzin. It means he doesn't come at specific times. The Mefarshim say, he's not doing chizur mechzera. He's saying that's what balakitzin. He comes at specific, unspecified times. Right? Eno balakitzin is the pshat of, we misunderstood balakitzin. He comes at times, but he comes at various times, not the same time. Always. So this is all halachas, as we've been talking about, when is the situation of mirsas quoted. There are parallels to this in general in Hilchas Kashrus, right? Different types of restaurants, Milchik restaurants, Fleishik restaurants, right? All the Kashrus organizations are familiar with different levels of hashkacha that are needed, right? There are more issues by Fleishik places. That's why Yosef HaNechmas might not be good enough. Certain times you might need a Mashgiach Tmidi, but that is various issues that come up by Hilchas Kashrus. It also comes up, as you can imagine, by Hilchos Yichud. By Hilchos Yichud, much of Hilchos Yichud is, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, Nachlam Evav, some Yichud is Daraisa, some Yichud is Durabanan. But much of Hilchos Yichud is logical, all based on the same principle of when is there Mirsas. When does a person assume that somebody might walk into the room? If somebody thinks that somebody's going to walk in, so then it's probably mutter. Not every case, but most cases are going to be mutter. A case is where there's no issue of mirsas is going to be aser. Just to discuss one detail of Hilchas Yichud that relates to our Gemara, and that is the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin, where most Hilchas Yichud is found at the end of the Masechta, on Daf Pei Aleph, we have the heter of Ba'ala Ba'ir. Ba'ala Ba'ir. Rabba tells us on Daf Pei Aleph, on Aleph, if a woman's husband is in the city, then there's no issue of having yichud with her, because we assume that, you know, she's they both know about it. So the Ba'al Ba'ir ain choshishim mishum yichud. There is no problem. Why is there no problem? So Achronim are medayik that it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi here says because he's worried that the Ba'al is going to walk in, the husband's going to walk in, and therefore that is the reason laheter. Number one, ulai hu yikanis. That is what Rashi says. Let me just try to find the Rashi. Echodim shem yichud lahalkos demistafi but mibal hashtaasi. She's worried from the husband. Now he's going to come. Derech agav, it's also the Tosas is b'dayik in Rashi. Rashi says in choshesham mishem yichud lahalkos to get malchus. You're not going to give him malchus in that case with isra of yichud because she's worried. Tosas says what? The only heter is malchus, but it's still usher. It sounds like for Rashi there's no malchus, but it's still usher. Tosas says no. In choshesh means just mutter. So that's a separate problem with Rashi. In lechoshen klau mishum yichud afili surulekos says Tosas. But anyway, the poor part from Rashi for us is that we're worried that the Baal is going to walk in at any moment. That is the Gemara in Kiddushin. But if you look in the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this heter of Baal of a year, it's a little deeper and a little different. Rashi is just mystifi like our Gemara. The Baal is going to walk in. When the Rambam quotes this, Eishes is, this is Isura Biachav base. Eishes is, Shahaya Baila Ba'ir, Eino Choshesh Liyichud. Why? Bipnei She'emas Baila Aleha. The Ema of her husband is on her. It doesn't say Emas Baila that he's going to walk in. So Achronim suggests it's just the state of having her husband in the city. That itself is enough Ema, not Dafka that he's going to walk in. More of the awe. Translate this. Not the nervousness that he's going to walk in, but the awe of the husband is going to be upon her, and therefore she won't try anything. So there are many, these are the two reasons, Laheter. Why is she Mirsas? As our Gemara talks about Mirsas, but there might be nafkaminas between the two. What if the husband does not know where she is in the city? What if she's in a place in the city, she knows her husband's in the city, but her husband doesn't know where she is in the city? So Rav Moshe has a big tshuva about this. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer Dalet Samachay has a bunch of little entries on related to Yichud. So Rav Moshe says, L'maisa, you have to be machmer in that case. L'maisa, if the woman knows that her husband does not know where she is, you have to be machmer. But, L'chora, it's Talia L'machlokas Rashi Rambam. According to Rashi, worried that he's going to walk in, but here there's no worry. And therefore, that's why we're machmer l'chadchila for Rashi, that is going to be aser. But according to the Rambam, maybe there's still an ema, even if he might not walk in at this very moment. Number one, what if it's a very large city? It's a very large city. Does this heter of Baal Be'ir apply to a very large city? Does it apply? What if, separate from the case, so by that first, Baal Be'ir, it's a very large city, so does it apply? So most poskim say it does apply. The Nishmas Avram, Dr. Abraham, quotes in Eben Ezer and in the Halachas of Simen Chav Beis. What does the Ma'amri get from the English? Because again, the English came out after the Hebrew. So the English is more comprehensive, and it put all the volumes of Eben Ezer together and Arachaim together. So, says Dr. Abraham, what is the maximum size of a town or a city that will allow a man to be in seclusion with a woman because her husband is in town? Is there a maximum size? So he quotes Achronim, the Dvar Halacha writes, as far as a very large city or two adjacent cities are concerned, he found nothing specified in the poskim. He was told that the Chazon Ish ruled in 1953 that all of Tel Aviv and its neighborhoods, including the distant ones, were Uli Irachas. But Ramat Gan and Petach Tikva, which are adjacent, they're separate cities. Okay, Rav Norwich Shlita told me that they were then separate cities with open land between them, but now that they're all connected, you basically go from Tel Aviv to Ramat Gan, and there's no break. It's like one big city. So maybe there would be a difference. Maybe it would be just because we call it different things might not mean it's different. Rav Auerbach told me, writes Dr. Abraham, that Chazal did not differentiate between a small and a large city. Therefore, even if she knows that her husband had traveled to the other side of a large city, such as London or New York, Yichud would be permitted. He also, Shlomo Zalman was never there. He was never left Eretz Yisrael. But it would be permitted. He also noted that today Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, and Petah Tikva are all considered as parts of one city, since they are adjacent to and merge into each other, and one may walk on Shabbos from one to another. So that is, if someone's it's all one big city, and therefore even if she knows he's somewhere in this big large city and he's supposed to go to the other side, it is still mutter. But what if she spoke to him on the phone, and she sees the caller ID, and he's in his office? And she knows that the office is an hour away. So what do you see in that case? So the achronim there are machmir. And Taras HaYichud, which is the safe put out by Yosef Raposkim, on Ilchus Yichud. So there, the whole parak here on Baal Ba'ir, he says, V'yodas, Oshehu Tzil Tzilei Lehav, V'yodas, I de Machshir, a telephone, calling ID. Shehu nimsa achshav b'ksei ha'ir, asura hi lehis yachid. The inkan heter ba'ala ba'ir. Even if you want to say if the heter is in a large city, that's only, or machber according to Rashi, there's a chashi might walk in. But if you know for sure that he's on the other side, kiva sheyefsha shabal yofia achshav b'makam yichud, so then it's asur. Unless it has been an hour since he spoke to him. If it's been an hour since he spoke to him, then it'll be mutter. Again, it's all very logical. It's all based on mirsas. Fine. But that's an issue of Baal Beer. You might have said, according to the Rambam, you have more leniency because it's all just totally on the Ema. What about they talk about what if a husband is blind? Also, there might be a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashi. If a husband is blind, he quotes it here. Gam kshabala suma yesh lahatir kshihi ba'ir. That's what the Torah Se Yichud here quotes. Yeah.
If she thinks, right?
So that's also an important discussion. We had that a couple of weeks ago from Shlomo Zalman. Is there lifnei iver by the Hilchos Yichud? What if a married woman is being misyachid with a man and only one of them know that the husband is ba'ir? Right. Similar to, I'm giving you a piece of meat that you think is straight, but it's really kosher. Is there lifnei iver there? So here, the woman thinks maybe she's doing an avera. Does the man have his chayvus to tell the woman, or vice versa? So Shlomo Zalman assumes yes, there is a chiyuv because there is lifnei iver in those cases. That's discussed all the way at the end of this parak. Afem is yachid yodeh shabal nimsa ba'ir, and ma'isha einin das mizeh asul is yachid imat sheyagid la shabal nimsa ba'ir. Again, Hilchos Yichud are very important halachas, which many times we don't spend time on, but that is various discussions that are mentioned. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Sofdei Kol Chavim Achasi. The Mishnah quoted that Rav Shimon ben Elazar, all Rav Shuyos Sofdei Kol Chavim are one. What does that mean? Iboy Luhu, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Lahakel or Lahachmir? Is he going to be Mekel or to be Machmir? Meaning, Rav Yehuda Amar Ze'iri Lahakel, Rav Nachman Amar Ze'iri Lahachmir. So Machlok is what Ze'iri said. Or maybe Ze'iri changed his mind. Rav Yehuda Amar Ze'iri Lahakel, Vahachikamar. Rav Yehuda says he's being Mekel. In other words, as follows. Vahachikamar, Tanakama. The Tanakama says, Kishem Shebirshuso Asur, Kach Birshus Ovikel Chavimacher Nami Asur. Is there a difference between this guy's rishus and any guy's rishus? So the Tanakhama says, just like in his rishus, it is asur, so too, in any other guy's rishus, also is asur. What's the issue here? So look at Rashi. Rashi quotes, Lahakel lahachbir. Lahakel, right across the Kamar Tanakhama, Be'ir shekula ovdek ochavim, asur lahanicha bebeis ovdek ochavim, shu bailav, in a city that's full of non-Jews. It's asur to put it into the owner's house, v'hu adin bebeis ovdek ochavim acher. So too in any other guy's house. And Shimon Elazar says, no. It's a question. Are all non-Jewish residences one? Klomar, hove, eno, bebeis, bailov, it's mutter, because a different person won't touch it, if it's not the owner. So he's being mako. Or is he coming to be machmir? And he's been ichusa itmar. The Tanakhama said, only the owner. And he's coming to say, all gayim. So let's go back to the Gemara. V'achi gamar Tanakhama. Kishem shebirshuso asur kapur chuzolik ochavim nami achar nami asur. The Tanakhama said, all non-Jews rishuyos are asur v'chayshin and legomlin. We're worried that one non-Jew would say to the other non-Jew, don't worry about it. You know, you could do it for me and I could do it for you. We're worried that they're all together and in cahoots. So we're worried that there will be negia. Rishu ben Elazar, Omer, no. B'medra, b'mer, b'rishuso, only in the owner, guys, rishus. Aval b'rishuso, v'kol chavim acher, mutter. V'lo chashin and legomlin. We're not worried that we say, you leave it here now, and I'll leave it for you tomorrow. So therefore, he's being mekel. Rav Nachman Amar Ze'iri Lahachmir. No, just the opposite. V'hachi gamar Tanakhama. B'medra, b'mer, b'rishuso, aval b'rishuso, v'kol chavim acher, mutter. B'rishuso, but a different guy is mutter. V'lo chashin and legomlin. That was the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer, a statement, not a question. And therefore he's being machmir. Okay, either way, the same svaris. Just a question, who said it? Is it the same din if we give it to another non-Jewish rishus, even if he's not the owner? Tanya kavasei derav Nachman Amar Ze'iri lahachmir. Am Shimon Elazar kol rishus adik kochavim achasi mipnei haramain. You see, he's being machmir. Fine. To be parzak rofila osivu chamra gavi arusaihu. The Mishnah, the officer who works, Rofila is a person's name, they deposited and gave their wine next to their arisim, their sharecroppers who were not Jewish. So Rabbanan kamei d'rava l'meimar, the Rabbanan said, ki chashin l'gomlin hani mi lehechad d'kamosiv, hai gabe hai. maybe Golan, the only chashash that they're in cahoots is where there are two equal parties. There are two neighbors. Aval hacha, kiven da arise lav darkilo usuvi be parzak rofila. But since the sharecropper is not going to put it back by the owner, he doesn't have his own. Maybe we shouldn't be worried about Golan when it's a sharecropper and an owner, only by two owners. Amalu Rava Adraba, no. I feel just the opposite. I feel my darma lo chashin lo golman. Even if, according to the one who's not usually worried, hani mi hecha delo mirsas bine. That's only where there's no mirsas, and that's why we're worried that they're in cahoots and they each by touch each other's wine. Aval hacha kivan de mirsas bine mechabi lezchusa. But here's just the opposite. Since a sharecropper is always worried about the owner, he doesn't want to cause problems, even if it's touched, he'll lie about it, he'll cover it up. And therefore, we have to have even more worry there. Period. Final case. Hahu Karcha. There was a city, Davi Yosef Bechamra de Yisrael, that had the wine of Jews in it. So it sounds like Tosfa says that the city, it sounds like it was in the street. And Ishtaka Ovikochavim Davi Koi Beni Dani. You found the guy right next to it, right next to the barrels. So do you have to be worried? On my rabbi, it depends. In Nitlaz Alof Kaganov Chamra Shari Vimav Aser. If he would be assumed to be a ganav, if he'd be arrested because he'd be a ganav, if he would touch the wine, so then the wine is mutter because he's worried about it. V'imlav aser, and if not aser. What would he be scared of doing? So Rashi here says that if he'd be scared of touching it, The Tosfos here and the Ritva here point out that a Gemara later on, the Ayin seems to say the issue of mirtas is only he'd be worried about going in near the wine in the first place. So which is the mirsas? Okay, either way, Tosfos discusses it here, and Rashi discusses it here. Good. So let's discuss Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi has a maskana de milsa. Rashi feels the need to summarize the past six blot, so we should also feel the need to do it. So again, where did this whole discussion start? Back on Daf Nun Hei. No, Rashi hardly ever does it. But Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph started the last section of the Masechta, as we said. This first section, from Nun Hei to Samach Aleph, discusses different types of touching. Tomorrow's Perek starts off with Isser Hana of Yayin Nesach. But these, Nun Hei to Samach Aleph, these six blot, discuss different ways that a guy touches wine. What's included? So Rashi summarizes five levels. Five levels in Rashi. Five types of touching. Number one, Rashi says, Maga Ovid Kochavim, the case where a guy touches it, kivan sheniskavin ligal shechshech. Number one is where the guy had full intention to touch, to shake it. He wasn't menasech it, but full intention to touch, to shake it, says Rashi, that's the aser bana. That's the chomer din, and that's the case of, says Rashi, if you want to write it in on the in your Gemaras, of Agar Damim. The Agar Damim, the case that we had earlier, Daf Nun Ches, about the people who go around putting the straws in the barrels to test it out. So that's the case where he drank it through the straw. It was direct touching. It was bekavana. He was meshachshechit. So that is Aser Behana'ah. That is number one. Midrabanan. Now case number one. Number two, says Rashi, that's on the second line of the summary, shelo bekavana. What about if a guy touched it directly, but shelo bekavana? What does shelo bekavana mean? Rashi gives three examples. Number one, he didn't realize it was wine. If a guy touches it, but he didn't realize it was wine, that was the case that we had earlier, Daf Nun Ches, of the charam, the guy who was meshuga, and he touched the wine, but he thought it was oil. That's one case of direct touching shelo bekavana. Or number two, Rashi says, yesterday's daf, samach mebeis, the guy fell into the bore. Fell in. So he touched it directly, but he didn't mean to touch it. Or number three, he was just getting something else out. And that's the case Rashi says where he went to grab the esrog, Nun Tesma base. Those are three examples of direct touching without kavana to touch. You didn't mean to touch it. You thought it was oil, or you fell in, or you're just getting the esrog out. Those three cases, says Rashi, it's aser b'shtiyah and mutter b'hana'ah. That's case number two. Direct touching without kavana, you didn't mean to touch it and to move it. So Rashi says that case is aser b'shtia and mutter b'hana'a. Case number three, says Rashi, that's on the fourth line. Maga ovid gochavim aydi davar acher. Indirect touching. Indirect touching. The first two cases were direct touching. Indirect touching. So, for example, you stick a reed in, right? He's doing measure. He's measuring. He's doing medida. So that's a case of direct touching. So that type of case is, it depends if it's bekavana or shelo bekavana. If it is bekavana, if it's yadua, you know he had kavana for what? If you know he had kavana for something else, like medita, you know he had kavana to measure it. You know kavana lanaseh. So kavana for something else, and you touched it with something else, again, it's only aser b'shti, it's mutar b'hana. That shitas Rashi. It's ayidei davar acher, and you know he had kavana for something else, it's still aser b'shtia, that just put in brackets, that's what Bali Tosfos argued on. When it's ayidei davar acher, and you know he had kavana for something else, and then that could be, that's even mutar b'shtia. But Rashi holds that's aser b'shtia. But if you don't know what the kavana was, like the case of Biram that we had earlier, Daphne Zayin and Aleph, that's the case of the Lulav coming down the tree. You're not sure if he Dafka just, he was poking his way down to get down from the tree. So you don't know for sure, so that's even Asur Bahana. That was Rashi's Girsa there, that you didn't know, it's Asur Bahana. Fine. Or you know there that it was Dafka Shaloba Kavana Lanasech, but if you weren't sure, then it would be Osir. So that's case number 3 according to Rashi. Remember the cases. First case was Nagiya Bakavana everything. Case number two was Nagiya Shaloba Kavana. The 3 examples given by Rashi. Case number 3, Rashi says, touching through something else, it depends. If you know he had Kavana for something else for sure, like he was measuring, then it's Mutter Bihana'a, or you don't know, and therefore it's Osir Bahana. Case number 4 of Rashi is, case 4 and 5 are both kocho. Kocho. What does kocho mean? Kocho means, case number 4 is kocho, what Rashi calls bechiburin. It goes from the koach of the guy, and there's still an attachment. That was the case we had with the guy's pouring. The guy's pouring wine into a Jew. As long as he knows it's wine, that's also asur bahana, says Rashi. If he doesn't know it's wine, it's totally mutter. That's koach bechiburin. And finally, the last case is koach shelo bechiburin. That's the case we did today. That's throwing. That's mutter b'shtia. That is the organizational skills and the organization of Rashi. It does 5 types of cases in the sugya. Again, other Rishon, you look at the Ramban, also has a summary. And the Ramban holds like Rashi, and some everybody agrees to number 5, everybody agrees to number 1 possibly, but some of the cases in the middle are not included. But those are the 5 cases that Rashi brings. The first 2 are actual touching, the last 2 are not touching, it's just bekocho. The middle case, that's really the controversial one. When you touch it through a davar acher, bekavana, shelo, bekavana. Just 2 other cases. Number 1, what if a gloves? Is gloves considered shelo b'kavana? Let's say you have a non-Jewish waiter that's wearing gloves, fancy restaurant. Does that help? Does that make it to the case of shelo b'kavana? So Rav Moshe writes in Yoredeya, Beis Nun Aleph, no way, come on, gloves. Maybe it's a chatzitza for a big day kahuna, maybe it's a chatzitza for others, but it's not going to help you in the case of the restaurant. Nigiyei de davar acher pirusho kadem muskar shav shenaga barosh halulav shebiyado b'knaf bigdo av b'makam shalavish aliyad mamish hu nigiyei biyado mamish ach sheish beged shechotzeis. What, if I touch a girl wearing gloves, it's not nigiyei? Of course it is. She's ain't no klum, let's all guess her nisach. Deim klein, hayalana rak lomar, de chatzitza, ben yado v'gufa la yayin. It should be chatzitza. Shouldn't it be ayidei davar acher? U bechlal, ein lomar me'atzmenu, she'i chisar b'chatzitza, kol zman shlo mefurish b'gamar davar kazeh. Lochein, mitad kisi bati adayim, shalaba sha'akum, ain't no klum lahatir. Right? That's not a heter, says her motion. That's number 1. Number 2, the Shurim Sanab Halacha also talk about, what about nowadays, you have a lot of times, we're not pressing wine by stomping on them anymore. You have electric machines. If a guy presses the button on the machine, is that called a guy doing it? Is that called Negiya Didavar Acher? It's a button. All right, so you don't need the Shema here. It's not a question of matzah. Right, you don't need the Shema. Right, machine matzahs here. So that's a question. In the Shurim Sanab Halacha, on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Chelak, I've looked in many Sfarim stores. I know there's one in Avodah Zarah. I haven't gotten it yet. Anybody out there finds it? If any of you find it in any of the Sfarim stores, I'd love to get a copy. But on page Reish Pei Dalid, he says, I was asked about the electric wine presses, and he quotes, You know, lechanchila probably no good. Nibidiyah imaisa kadisha adricha nasa bekoch echad yesh lahatir behefsin meruba. Vim nasa behar bekochos mutter be'gamein hefsin v'akopana mazal lechanchila. Joey's asher lechanchila. Just one final question to mention. It's going to come up also later, but somebody emailed me about it as well. All this has been about Goyim. We haven't really touched on what about non-Jewish, non-from Jews. Do they make yayin nasach? That is a big discussion in the postgame. You know, running out of time, and we'll start with it tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, it's okay. So we'll start with it tomorrow. Many postgame find it problematic, and that seems to be much of the minhag. Letzitz Eliezer is very strong here, and Rav Pesach Frank, many others. Some are makel based on a Chazon Ish, but many lechanchila for sure are machmir by a mumar to treat it as Yayin Nesach. So maybe we'll read some of those tshuvas tomorrow. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow is a very special day in Daf Yomi land. Tomorrow is Ramir Shapiro's yard site. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's a special schluss for him, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. I usually forget, so I just wanted to mention it now, so I'll be reminded.